Okay, Ken.
We're here.
I think so. Not bad for a last-minute throw-together.
I know.
First of all, you canceled for tonight.
I know. We set it up, and then I canceled you.
Well, we do it every Thursday, then, but you let me know that. You let me know enough
ahead
of time.
We had a guest that was set up and
yes.
the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, and I canceled the guest.
So you canceled the guest.
Right.
I didn't know that you were just canceling. I thought, oh, he'll go on without me.
No, I wanted you because she is going to come back. That's my partner from Wake Up Call.
Yeah, Ren.
Ren, yeah. She is going to come back. She's a substitute teacher, and you know, and then I think she partied a little hardy last night.
Yeah.
So she had a rough day to begin with, and
right.
then putting
so
up with.
Now she has to bury a body.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
And the text she sent me, she goes, I have a freaking migraine, and a student called me a bitch today.
Yeah, she has to bury a body now.
Yeah, I did text her back going, yeah, well, you're not a bitch, just so you know. But yeah, so, but we are going to have her on because I do want to talk about the demisexual that we kind of touched base with.
Yeah.
I think a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was last week. I don't remember.
I don't know.
But
it's all a fog. Do we have hangovers too? Is that what's going on?
I don't. It's funny because... we weren't going to, when you texted me because you had another previous gig, you were able to get some guys that are really hard to get.
Yeah.
And you, the only way reason you have that connection, and you're welcome, by the way,
yeah.
is through me.
Thank
so,
you.
And so anyway, I'm so glad that you're going to have them because they are a good bunch of guys. Anyway, that'll be, I'm thinking you're, and I heard you're working up some kind of program, maybe even a Christmas deal you don't
yeah.
know yet.
Yeah, I might do a Christmas special.
Okay, well, we'll just kind of tickle with that because, you know, it's still kind of on the drawing board.
It's on the drawing board, yeah.
All right, well.
No details.
It's hard sometimes to get all those guests to come in. And then your problem was for today, oh, my God.
Yeah.
We have gotten rain out
right.
the wazoo.
Yeah. It's actually, I think it's supposed to be raining right now. It's just kind of not. But
since I work in a radio station, I can tell you what the forecast is. We 100% chance for rain today, and we got that for sure, almost all day long.
Yeah,
20% tonight. Now I will tell you that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday supposed to be sunshiny, man.
Nice.
Yeah, nice calm weather.
Yeah.
So nighttime same way, nice, and not very high temperatures. We're recording on the first day of fall. I'm not sure you're aware of that.
Oh, Jerry, let me know that today.
Yeah.
She was burning a fall candle in celebration.
In celebration?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't one of ours, was it?
No. No, it was when she got in Denver. Her granddaughter picked it out, but her granddaughter calls it a Halloween candle. It's not a Halloween candle. It's fall. I think it has a picture of a pumpkin on it or something.
So it's a Halloween candle.
It's a Halloween candle, of course.
It doesn't smell like pumpkin spice, does it?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't know what it smells like, but it was good.
Pumpkin spice. Only in a pie.
Yeah, it's a little overused.
Only in a pie.
Yeah, in a pie. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, not in my drink, not in my coffee, not in a smoothie.
What is the deal with pumpkin spice, man?
I don't know.
How did that become like a massively popular thing?
I don't know. But then they start with it way too early.
They do.
They shouldn't even start bringing it out until the 1st of October.
No.
I think until the 15th of October.
There you go.
It was Starbucks was already advertising their pumpkin spice, and they're adding all kinds of new pumpkin spice. So apparently there are some people that like pumpkin spice. I want it in my pie. Don't give it to me any other way.
Yeah.
Not in the candle, not anything else.
I mean, but if I don't drink pumpkin spice lattes, what else am I going to do with my Uggs, yoga pants, and scarves? I mean, seriously, those go together.
Hot toddies.
Yes. That's my kind of drink.
Yeah, hot toddies will do it for you every time.
Yeah.
I will say, speaking of candles, I will say that we have teamed up with Grand Pacific Lux.
Yeah.
And we were just going to have one scent. But I wasn't convinced that that was the male scent. I just wasn't.
Right.
But we are going to keep it. So we're going to have, I've been working with Ginger. Matter of fact, I got two candles in the mail today.
Yeah.
And we're going to have... probably on our website, on innerwestconcepts.com website, we're going to have at least four candles, and they're going to be attributed to the male show. We'll have male encounters of the life kind labels on them. So
we are multidimensional creatures. We deserve more than one candle.
I agree. That's exactly what I thought. But the two that she sent me today, I wish I had time to grab them and bring them so you could smell them, but one of them's coffee.
Coffee.
Oh, my God.
But
are you a coffee drinker?
I am. Yeah. Not. I'm not a crazy coffee drinker. Like, oh my God, I'm gonna kill people if I don't have my coffee.
I'm
not that.
No, I won't. I'm not either.
And I'll drink whatever old Folgers coffee that's been in the office and has also been sitting in the glass coffee pot all day.
Yeah,
I'm fine with
nice
that coffee too.
Thick.
Yeah, I don't care.
Like Atari.
I grew up drinking military coffee.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they would pour it in these little teacups for events, like VIP events. So they had these like little China teacup thingies.
Right.
And the coffee was supposed to be made such that when you poured it in those little white teacups, you could not see the cup, the inside of the cup.
Right, that thick. That's like a cappuccino. Not a cappuccino. What is that? That's an espresso.
Yeah.
That little cup
pretty
is
much.
That little cup is an espresso
a
cup.
A Folgers espresso.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that I don't get. I've got to have the finest beans.
I know. Jerry's that way, too. Jerry's got 30 bags of coffee in her freezer of just all these different kinds of coffee.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you.
I'm doing the pods now, little coffee pods.
Right, and I do that at work in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, though, you need to tell Jerry to get that coffee out of the freezer. It does not help it keep. You just need to put an airtight container. What it does is ruin the oils in the coffee.
Oh.
And I learned that a long time ago because I used to do the exact same thing. Well, oh, let's keep this rusher. I'll throw it in the freezer.
Right.
No.
Okay.
So I bought me a vacuum sealer just for that
reason. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That would work.
Yeah.
So she's not really drinking coffee anymore. I think that, I think the caffeine screws her up. So it's just taking up space in the freezer at this point.
Well, now so you can get it out of there safely.
Yeah.
I learned something today.
Right.
I don't know if you tell her that I told you, she might not believe it.
One, it's doing you no good to keep this in the freezer.
Right.
Two, you're not drinking
oils.
It.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. No, be nice.
Let's
seal it up in a baggie.
I always forget the be nice part.
Ziploc bag or something.
I'm throwing this shit out.
Yeah.
I forget the be nice part.
Listen, let me help you with a relationship, okay?
Oh, okay.
Because I have tons of experience. Although I'm not with anybody per se. But the way you do that is you say, listen, sweetie, I heard from an expert, and you can call me an expert. You know, an expert is a drip under pressure, right? You knew that.
Yeah.
Okay. But that you should not keep your coffee beans in the freezer because it ruins the oil in the coffee beans.
Yeah.
You need to vacuum seal them. Okay, so tell her to get them and put them in a Ziploc bag and seal them up nice and tight.
And then I can throw away the Ziploc.
Yeah, and then and then you wait a few weeks and then slowly toss them out one at a time. See, I'm trying to help you, brother.
I actually do pretty well with her. We're doing our 15-year anniversary this weekend.
What are you doing? Are you doing anything special?
We're going, can I give them a plug?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to the Wines of the San Juan. Because that's where we started 15 years ago.
Really?
It all started there.
Did you meet her there?
I didn't meet her there. I met her one time before, and I'm not a wine drinker. So, and
that doesn't surprise
the
me.
Summers are always spent up at the Elks Campground up in Navajo Lake.
Right.
And it's just right down the road. And so every year they do that fall festival, and every year it's like on the weekend that I'm trying to close down the campground and get everything packed up and come back to town and all this kind of stuff. So it's a busy weekend. And so between not being a wine drinker and just being busy that weekend all the time, I always just passed on it. And so another friend of mine, a mutual friend of Jerry and I's, she was always trying to get me to go out there. And I'm like, I can't do it that week. So I met Jerry previous to this, to that weekend 15 years ago, about a month previous. And this friend calls me again and says, hey, going to Wines of the San Juan. I'm like, well, she's like, and Jerry's going to be there. I'm like,
okay.
Yeah, I'll go. I will definitely go. Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't ask if they didn't serve Jameson. Do they serve Jameson?
No.
I know they don't. But
they do beer now, though. They have a beer tent.
Oh, well, now see that.
Yeah.
Are you a beer
So
drinker?
They're not making beer, but they have a beer tent.
Vendor.
Over the last few years, they've had a beer tent out there.
Do you drink beer?
I'll drink beer. I don't like to drink a lot of beer.
Is that Jameson?
Yeah, I drink whiskey.
Yeah.
But when it's not available, I was drinking wine out there, but I had to make it super sweet. So it was a candy wine, man. So the only way I could
super
do it is
sweet.
If it's friggin' Kool-Aid. So it was their Girls
I
Are Meaner.
You have it cold.
Yeah.
Too,
yeah.
On the rocks.
It was their
wine on the rocks.
Can we stick this in the freezer for a while? Yeah, it was their Girls Are Meaner, and then there was after that I learned about I think it's Blue Winged Olive is another one. And it's pretty sweet, and it's got a little bit of spice in it. It's kind of cool. And so I was drinking that one, and then they showed up. They allowed this beer tent, these people that do beer, like craft beer.
Right.
So they show up. Yeah. And so they have some really decent ones. And so I'll drink beer, but if I drink more than a couple glasses, I start to get a headache, I don't feel well, and all that kind of stuff. So that's why I don't drink beer, but I like it. But I mean, out there, I have one or two, and that's pretty much it.
Well, I do. I enjoy wine. I've been to a couple of the wine tasting things in Bernalillo. How I got started was I was dating a lady that I was living in Durango. She lived in Farmington. She said, "Hey, why don't you go with me to Bernalillo for the wine fest, whatever it was, they were having down there." This was back in the 90s. I said, "Sure." Not a big wine drinker, but I'll try it. Holy crap. You know, they give you a little glass.
Yeah.
Right? So, and you pay to get in, but then you don't have to pay for any of the wine. They give you, you know, a couple of shots of wine in that glass. But you can go to 20 different places and get. By the time I walked out of there, I was so buzzed. I had driven us both there, and I finally said, "Look, can we call your mother?" Because her mother lived in Albuquerque. I said, "Can we call your mother? Because you can't drive, and I'm damn sure can't drive, and I'm not going to drive in the big city this buzzed on the wine buzz like this."
Yeah.
And so her mother, we waited there and then got some more wine. They had to almost carry me. They had to help me into the house. So we were laying in bed that night. She looks at me and goes, "So, what do you think of wine?" And I'm like, I can do it.
Yeah.
I don't think I've turned into a wine snob, but like wine.
I get a headache.
I don't.
Same with beer. I get a headache with beer. I get a headache with wine.
So it's got to be the harder stuff to keep you from getting it.
When I stick just straight, there's nothing in. There's nothing in whiskey.
No.
It's just water and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's I don't know what's in wine or what's in beer that causes me to get a headache, but yeah, I do. Pops, so I don't get hangovers. I don't. No, there's nothing. I don't pay the next day.
All right. Well, listen. I think I. You know, I canceled everybody because I didn't think we were going to record today.
Right.
So, and I didn't have the heart to call Julie and say, "Hey, would you come on sound?"
Yeah.
She told me her and Herb were going to chill. She decided to take the day off completely since it was raining.
Yeah.
And they were just going to chill. So I didn't have the heart to say, "Hey, Julie, we're going to do it anyway." So here I sit running sound too. So
cool.
Bear with me. We'll get this done.
Don't touch that dial or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
This is Julie Blair with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door with your real estate tip of the week. Bedrooms should not sleep. Keep these rooms bright and cheerful. Remove any excess furniture, use attractive and colorful bedspreads or comforters, and have fresh curtains or clean blinds. This has been your real estate tip of the week. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Grand Pacific Lux. It's a luxury candle.
Grand Pacific Lux with an E. It's luxury, right? And GP Grand Pacific, because I live in the Pacific Northwest. And GP are my initials, Ginger Page. I use Neem fragrance oils. So the oils that are made all meet the California Prop 65 non-toxic list, meaning there's no chemicals, no phthalates, no carcinogens, nothing that would be dangerous to you to be burning in your home. Grand Pacific Lux, LUXE.com. And that should take you to my Shopify page, so that's what my webpage is.
I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
Okay, Ken, I think I did it.
I remembered how to work my own soundboard.
You know, I run sound for Felk.
Right. Call them the girls. Call them the girls. Go ahead.
The girls, yeah.
For the girls.
And they, their shirts...
Oh, they have shirts out?
They're going to be ready next week.
Dude.
Yeah, well, maybe the week after. I'm not sure. But yeah, yeah. They got. That's why we got to hurry up on the candle. So I got to get a hold of Ginger and see.
Yeah.
But I also want to do. I also want to do us a T-shirt too.
Yeah.
A male T-shirt.
Yeah.
I will tell you that they are nuts. Julie is nuts over the Falcon. They have an issue. They have a thing called now.
You're welcome, Falcon. Julie. Yeah.
They have a thing now called Falcon. I don't know the word on the street. Yeah. I don't know something they call Falcon.
Nice.
Know? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and of course we're going to get that printed on the T-shirt. Yeah. I'm anxious to get pictures of them. I sent Julie. I got their sizes. Going to get them printed, and so I told Julie that she could model the T-shirt. You know, for the Facebook page. I'll send it into Ken so they can order. And she's like, "Oh, I've never been a model before."
Wait, do they have tanks? Do they have tank tops?
They do.
Because those are popular with.
We can once we get the image.
I mean,
done,
I don't want one.
Yeah, me neither.
I would look really scary on tank top.
But yeah, we can put it on anything. The only thing about a tank top is because I'm going to take put InterWest Concepts on the sleeve.
Yeah. Oh. And, right.
But we could find a place to put the logo. You know, I just wanted a small InterWest Concepts on there.
Yeah.
Still trying to get
that
word out as well.
Just get them to wear it untucked. And put it right at the bottom in the front.
Yeah, Julie would do that in a heartbeat. Yeah, it's the hardest. It's like pulling teeth to get them even wrench an InterWest Concept.
Yeah.
They tell us to go to their Facebook page. Just click on the link on the Facebook or Spotify. And I'm like, yes, it's on Spotify. That's great. But we need to promote
our
webpage.
Yeah, there's a parent company here. Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but they have a hard time. Saying just go to InterWest Concepts and click on Female Encounters of the Lifetime.
Yeah.
Instead, you can go to Spotify and look us up under Female. No, that should be an after one. You know, why use Spotify? Some people don't have Spotify.
Yeah.
Anybody that's got internet is going to be able. Now you tell me this.
Right.
Be able to put the webpage, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And listen to it right on the webpage.
Right off the webpage. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
All right.
Right. Don't need an app. Don't need anything.
Oh, that's a solid point. No apps needed.
Yeah.
Good solid point.
You can go to the library, sign into their computer, make sure your headphones are off, and just play it.
Yeah, nice
and loud.
See what
happens.
Yeah. And, you know, they're very good about no cussing, so although they get a little risque on this last one that they did.
It.
Oh, my God, yeah. Julie's like, you better mark that one with explicit language. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, they do Falcon a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, which I think is really cute. I'm glad that they've grabbed that and running with it because I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I've told them that ours is going to be Milk It, but...
No,
or no
Got Milk.
Got Milk. I mean, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Got Milk. Yet, because I think ours is better, but Falcon is great.
I think they're kind of equal, just different.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
Equal,
that's
but different.
Because you thought them both up.
Of course, yeah. It came from the mind of Ken Collins.
Ken Collins Marketing. Which, I don't know, but he's the same guy that designed my Facebook page, but my webpage.
The website, yeah.
Yeah, and I want to get as many people there as possible, obviously.
Yeah. You can go to my website and click on Male Encounters.
You can.
And get there.
You just look up Ken Collins Marketing, right?
Yeah.
KenCollinsMarketing.com. Is that the way yours works as well?
Yeah, just like the song.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the opera guy.
Yeah.
The one that we stole from.
The one that will not leave anyone's brain now.
No, it's their forever.
Mission accomplished.
I was hoping to get him confused with, InterWestConcepts.com. I haven't Ren belted out, but it didn't work.
I love it.
It did somewhat, I guess. I mean, Wake Up Call is up to, we're at like 22,000 downloads.
Yeah, you're killing it with that thing, man.
Yeah, it's good. It has kind of slowed up a little bit, but I haven't been pushing it. I need to do some more with that.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
I'm wishing that Facebook wouldn't have stopped their podcast program where you could plug a podcast into your Facebook page and it would just publish every podcast. It's kind of like a visual podcast thing. It created a little visual element that went along with it.
Right.
Yeah, it was handy. I was getting a bunch of downloads from that.
I did buy an ad for Felk on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I did put the webpage on there, interwestconcepts.com, then / right. female encounters or dash, whatever you have to do, right. so they can click on that and go straight to female encounters, because right. I knew Julie wouldn't want it the other way.
Yeah.
I would rather they go to the page and then.
I mean, they're already there. There's the menu, there's the whole thing. So once they get to the female encounters of the lifekind page on your site, they can finally find the page that they're really looking for, like male encounters or
wake up call. Yeah. Oh, she's gonna kill us, because I know.
She should have been here.
I didn't invite her. I mean, it doesn't matter. She should have been here.
She should have been here anyway. Yeah. She could have seen us walk in, like, oh, we're doing one tonight. Awesome.
I think she just wanted to chill in this. I mean, I think she wanted to snuggle with her husband.
No. Rainy it's weather. Snuggle weather.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it is.
See? Yes. I know what I'm talking about. If I could convince somebody to snuggle with me, can you want to snuggle? You know, speaking of which, that whole thing about the Seinfeld episode where Elaine has them sleep head to feet to head and
or something.
Yeah, instead of sleeping face to face,
right, head to foot.
Head to foot, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm watching that and I'm thinking, well, the business is still in the same spot.
Yeah, that's actually pointed out on a Scrubs episode.
Is it?
Is the naughty bits are still in the middle.
I mean, come on. I wouldn't mind sleeping head to foot with Elaine. I mean,
right?
She's a little short, though. So it would toes to toes, her nose would be in it. We're nose to nose.
It's all good.
Her toes would be in it.
That still works, I guess.
Yeah, I've had that problem with a couple of women.
Yeah.
In my life.
It's sleeping 69.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that is. Propose that next time. You want to sleep 69? What?
Yeah. No. That might even get me slapped.
Yeah.
All right, so Christmas issue. Are you needing somebody for the final think tank of the year? You've decided to just wait till Christmas?
I do. I need a season finale, since my season finale may end up being an off-season, one-off Christmas special. I still need one for the end of October. So I have to fill one. I had them both filled. They're scheduled, ready to go. And then, boom.
Nothing.
Rain. I'm not complaining about the rain. We need the rain. But it really messed up my schedule, man. now I need somebody.
You know, Ren and I have only been on there once.
True.
True. Just to suggest, I'll just roll that out there.
Yeah.
Just in case. I did mention something to Ren. I said, you know, if you come, we should hit him up about being on Think Tank again.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, yeah, yeah.
We can put Ren in the front seat this time.
That would be fine with me.
You can whisper naughty things in the microphone in the back seat that I don't hear until I'm editing it, going, I'm leaving that in.
Man, well, I have some fun with that. But, yeah, because of my, you know, I'm able to get around, and I'm a lot thinner than I was the first time. So, I wouldn't mind climbing in the back seat
and
putting Ren in the front. If that'll give us a shot on Think Tank, you're damn straight.
Let's do it.
So you think it over. I'll throw it out to Ren. She'll freaking freak out. She'll be like, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Because we were kidding around about it, you know.
Yeah.
I said, well, we've already been on, and he's looking for something kind of special. I'm not so sure we qualify as special.
Yeah, I know. I'd like to
Now, we will sing Christmas tune for you if you want.
Kind of really cool. Wait, aren't you guys trying to do a song?
Well,
Some version of a song?
We are. I have two going.
Okay.
I'm working on another one now with Twisted Rebel, and they are going. And I'm going to do the whole arrangement. But we're going to take. And I hesitate to say this, but I'm going to do it anyway. We're going to take "Band of Gold" by Freda Payne.
Right.
And we're going to make it a country tune. And Sarah from Twisted Rebel, who was my guest host last week or the week when you were gone.
Right. Right.
Is going to that show is airing right now, if I'm thinking correctly. But we're going to take that and make it a country tune, and Sarah's going to sing it. All I'm doing is producing it.
Yeah.
But have I told the story about the whole, what's her name that married to Tim McGraw, Faith Hill. Have I told that story on this show?
I don't remember anything about Faith Hill. I do remember you talking about something about that song and that it needs to be a country song, and you guys decided to just make it a country song.
Right. No, this is a different song. And back in the 80s, I went to a country artist that I knew really well here, and I said, I want you to do this Janis Joplin song, Piece of My Heart. And she's like, I'm not doing nothing to Janis Joplin. She screams all over, I mean, because she's a diehard country person.
Janis is awesome, though.
Well, I wanted Piece of Heart done in country, right?
Okay.
Because I just thought it was prime and set to go. Fast forward about 3 years later, Faith Hill puts it in the top 10 in the country charts.
Did she?
She did.
I don't know that version.
Oh, my, it's great.
I love Janis's version.
Oh, my. I love Janis. I mean, come on, really.
I mean,
I'm thinking about, really, I'm thinking about doing a whole show dedicated to Janis.
Yeah, now, yeah, it's good.
Her life and time. She was a little confused. Gone way too soon.
Sure, sure, sure.
But boy, was she talented.
Not attractive. No. Here's the funny thing, right? I don't
thought
remember.
She was beautiful because I just listened to her sing.
Right?
That.
Yeah. So I've always been a Janis Joplin fan. So I don't know if I've told this story, but I was sitting in a bar one time, and at that bar they were doing karaoke, and I wasn't really paying attention to the fact that they were doing karaoke. I was just sitting at the bar, and I'm chatting with somebody. And we're just chatting, and there's background music, you know, going on. And I'm like, oh. I was like, sweet, that's a good-ass song. That's Janis Joplin right there. And I just thought it was a song, Janis's song that was playing. And I happened to, like, look over my shoulder.
Oh, no.
And there is this red-headed girl
belting
that I swear looked like Janis Joplin. And she sounded like she was channeling Janis Joplin. I could have swore it was her. I could have swore it was her listening to it. And then when I turned and looked, I was looking at her. I'm
reborn.
Like, what
yeah, reincarnated.
Is happening right now? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Janis was, oh, God, such feeling in that voice. I mean,
yeah.
I know she screamed, but oh, my God.
Hey, I mean, some people can pull it off.
Yeah, well, it gives me a chubby every time. All right, on that note, we got to take another real quick break.
Take care of the chubby.
Yeah, let me take care of the chubby.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny, I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
I'm Celeste. I'm the bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here, or, you know, we're just having a good time. So, website is traegersbar.com. Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
All right, well, I'm talking today with Tammy. Gosh, Tammy, what's happening at Encore Coffee Shop?
So, first of all, we have a new baker. She is amazing. She also has her own business. It's Aztec River Roots. She bakes in our kitchen. Her name is Winter, and her daughter's name is Valley, and they are the most phenomenal bakers. Very unique things like blue corn raspberry muffins. A lemon blueberry swirl pound cupcake, serving paninis at lunchtime also with our sandwiches that we have, and we're going to start serving breakfast sandwiches. 315 North Auburn, Farmington, New Mexico. EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Interwest Concepts is the only place in the world for podcast production. Okay, too far. But you can check some of them out for yourself. There's Female Encounters of the Life Kind, its counterpart, Male Encounters of the Life Kind, Reclaiming Culture with AJ Begay, and of course, the flagship that started it all, the infamous Wake Up Call. Check out our webpage, interwestconcepts.com.
There, see, the back. Bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
All right. I think we're back. I'm flying.
We might as well be.
I'm flying blind. Yeah. And, you know, I'm kind of liking it because the board really tells me everything.
It does it all.
Yeah. If I ever lose my hearing, I can still run.
Yeah. I mean, you get used to looking at the little bars and everything.
Yeah.
I'm used to looking at everything through the lens of my video editor.
I want to do that next. It's so high on my list, but I've got to get the stuff. I got to get stuff to you for the marketing stuff because we're going to have the candles. I'm thinking.
Right.
I'm thinking all the ones that we like the Reserve Bourbon. I'm going to put that one on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then the Desperado.
Desperado.
The one that we both.
I remember
like,
that really. Name. I don't remember what any of them smell like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's one that she sent me a new one today. I think we already talked about that coffee. We've got to put that one on for sure.
That's got to be the wake-up call.
Yeah, it's going to be the wake-up call coffee for sure. But it'll be ours exclusively on our page or on the website for Male Encounters.
Yeah.
So we'll have, not only will we have candles.
Yeah.
We're going to have t-shirts too coming up with Got Milk.
Because men come with wicks. I mean, it's just natural.
Now that will be a soundbite for the commercial because men come with wicks. Man, no wonder.
Right?
You're a marketing guy.
Yeah.
You're an idea, man.
I mean, light that wick and your life is better. It's just better.
Oh, I see all kinds of commercials now. Oh, my God. We are like, I don't know. We're going to make millions.
We are. Yeah.
Just off of four little candles.
Yeah. We wouldn't even have to do the show anymore.
No, that's it.
We'll just do
we'll hire somebody to
weekly
do the show.
Commercials for the candles.
Oh, yeah, I think we need another drink. Yeah. I think we need... Oh, my. Oh, Billy. All right, so we haven't talked about Traegers. We need to make sure we're talking about Traegers. We are recording. I'm really glad that we have this spot to record and to do this.
It's really cool.
A little slow tonight. I don't. Maybe because of the rain. Who knows?
It's because we're here. No, you were intimidated by us.
They were chasing people up. What are we doing until Scott? But the doghouse too, man.
Yeah.
All kinds of great stuff. The sliders.
That's dinner tonight.
Yeah, I think so too.
Doghouse.
Yeah, I think. As soon as we finish this up, I'm gonna get another drink.
Yeah.
And order a dog.
A dog.
Dog.
Yeah. A dog.
A dog.
Yeah.
I can tell you, too,
and
I'm also working on a...
They have wings, too.
Yeah, they have wings. Oh, the wings. The wings are killer.
Yeah.
They just started those, too. Those weren't. They didn't start with those.
It was like a couple weeks ago or something. Yeah.
I can tell you, too, I want to put together a fundraiser and have a cornhole tournament.
Oh, you were talking about that, yeah.
Yeah, I've already met with the guy that has the building that does the cornhole stuff, and he's like, whatever we want to do.
Cool.
And he just takes a percentage of whatever we take in, which is more than fine with me.
Yeah.
And that gives us more for the charity, for sure.
Okay.
If we had to rent the building and all that BS, then we'd get a little...
And...
Yes?
This is evidence, folks. I keep telling you, I show up and I just start talking. I don't have any plan. What's the charity?
Oh, no clue at this point.
Oh, we haven't even picked one.
No. But, you know, we can. I mean, how about... Male prostate cancer.
Oh, they do. They just finished up their big razor raffle. But the Riley Men's Health Fund.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we should talk to them, too.
Yeah.
They might help sponsor that. That might be kind of cool.
Yeah.
There is kind of a negative connotation around cornhole sometimes, but but this is positive stuff we're throwing out.
But that fund was developed because men typically don't take care of themselves as far as the doctor goes and health-related issues. In fact, I got scolded in my own episode by Ginger Palmer.
I remember Ginger. Love Ginger.
She was working down there at the foundation or something or other.
Right.
Sonoma Medical Foundation. Anyway, so she was doing fundraising, and I had her on the show to talk about one of the razor raffles for. They do it annually for the Riley Men's Health Fund and talking about men's health issues and everything. And she was asking me if I had my colonoscopy yet and everything. I'm like, no. And she's like, well, you got to do it. I'm like, I'm not going to do it. And she's like, I'm going to kidnap you, and I'm going to take you in there. I'm going to make you do this. I'm like, good luck with that. But that's kind of how men approach that. I mean, we just don't want to do it. And so that fund was set up to kind of help with all kinds of medical issues.
I can tell you they have...
For men.
Things now for men. Well, it can be for anybody, but you can actually... You don't have to do the colonoscopy right off the bat. If you haven't been screened, my doctor, I get a thing like every year.
Yeah.
And I take it home, capture a stool, they give you all the stuff you need, and they give you this little thing that you poke into the stool and put it in this formula stuff, in an envelope, and you mail it off, and it'll tell you whether it is able to tell whether you need to go ahead and have the colonoscopy. So a colonoscopy is not fun. Well, unless you're into that kind
of
thing.
Sure, right,
but
yeah.
It's not
all
fun.
The prep, like drinking all that garbage beforehand, and
Well, you know, and it's exit only, as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, I have a little bit of a hard time.
I was taught never put things in there.
I can tell you I had a major education. I don't mean to give Felk a plug, but you've got to listen to one of their shows that is going to air here in the next week or so.
Yeah.
Where they talk about, I don't know, a rusty... Nail.
Rusty trombone.
Rusty trombone.
Yeah,
were you
that was
part
Felicia.
Of that?
Yeah. She actually gave us a visual in our last.
Oh, when she was here.
Yeah,
well,
she gave us a visual. She performed a rusty trombone on a microphone. It was amazing.
Half the men walked out of here drooling.
Yes, yes, they did. That's why she had to escape.
Oh, that's right. It was the show. I get the shows mixed up.
Yeah.
But she did. I think it was mentioned. I think it was mentioned on the last one, too, because they had brought it up about explaining it to us. I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to catch up. I need to catch up on their episodes because I'm sure there are a lot more things I can make fun of in those episodes.
Well, and see, and now I owe them a bundle of drinks because.
Yeah. Yeah, because
you never brought
it's my
it
fault.
Up. Yeah. So, but I feel it's okay because
like
you bought me a bundle of drinks, so I think we're even.
I'm
we're
like
okay.
7 weeks behind. I think I counted them.
Yeah,
I think I'm like 6 or 7 weeks behind on our own episodes, much less theirs, and I have to play catch up with theirs.
All right, Ken, well, we're out of time, man. I can't believe it either. I think we just get on a roll and
we need a dog.
Yeah, let's go eat a dog and we'll sit and discuss our plans. Yeah, we'll discuss some charity fundraisers. I'd like to help any organization. If you're a member of an organization that would like to have some fundraising done, contact.
Get a hold of us.
Between the two of us, we've got enough contacts that we'll probably help you make that happen.
Yeah.
All right, Ken, have a good week, bud.
All right, man.
Bye.
Bye.